Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Cool.
right, a little Looks That Kill by Motley Crue right there, an old classic. Wow, I love that Shout at the Devil record. And if you want to hear me talk about Shout at the Devil by Motley Crue, one of my favorite albums, and my first concert, Motley Crue, on that tour, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/talkingmetal, and you will find the second episode of the show that Emily, my wife, and I do. It's called This Old Rock Shirt, and I talk about Motley Crue on the new episode. They're about 10 minutes each. I think both episodes turned out really well. I wish we get some more people viewing them. So please go check them out, again, on YouTube or on talkingrock.net in the video section. All right. So, you know what? I'll get the business out of the way. Please use our Amazon links. It's real simple, guys. All of you guys, not all of you, but a good majority of you guys shop on Amazon like I do. And what I'll do is I'll, you know, go over to Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show, his page, and I'll link through his page to Amazon, or I'll go to my son's school, which does the same thing, and go over to Amazon that way. And what happens is they get a small percentage of what I end up spending on Amazon sent their way to support their my son's school or Michael Butler's Rock and Roll Geek Show podcast. So what I ask you to do, the Talking Metal listeners, is do the same thing, but do it for me. Go to talkingrock.net or talkingmetal.com before you go to Amazon and link over to Amazon using our Amazon links. This works for people in the US, the UK, and Canada. You just got to find the appropriate link on talkingmetal.com or talkingrock.net. All right, guys, so thank you for that. And please support me on Patreon. You get tons of cool bonus content on Patreon. And you also get to see things before I post them, like this old rock shirt. You get that for a good few days before the general public gets to see stuff like that. Oh, shit, I'm yawning, man. I'm sorry, guys. My father-in-law in town, and then my wife's half-sister slash stepsister, I guess legally half-sister. They're not related by blood, and her family was here, and it's just, oh, man, we got the puppy. Got two dogs now. Pearl is our puppy, and Ozzy is our old senior dementia dog, I like to call him, because I think he just really has lost his marbles at this point. But, man, I'm just freaking tired. So I apologize for yawning, something I don't do much on the Talking Metal podcast. I'm doing it again. Oh, man. So let's keep this episode short. You know, let's send you guys over to Patreon, support me there. Buy a Talking Metal t-shirt, they're $20. Buy a Talking Metal hoodie, they're $60. Let me know, guys, whatever you want. I'll get it out to you, whatever you can do to support us on Patreon, or even just with a PayPal donation or by using those Amazon links is greatly appreciated. Speaking of Patreon, we have a good crew of patrons on that, I don't know what you call it, site, right? It's a really exclusive club there, and I appreciate all you guys joining us and joining in the discussion and joining me for my bonus Mark Striegel podcast, which is exclusive to only you guys on Patreon. So thanks for joining me there. Anyways, today's episode, we're going to hit some requests. This comes from Jerry from Long Island, and it is S2N off the New Dream Theater record for Jerry in Long Island. Jerry from Long Island, one of our patrons on Patreon.
Now Song we just heard was S2N by Dream Theater. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for the Queensryche pics. I just put a picture of them up on Instagram. All right, let's keep the music going, guys. You know, I thought I had an interview for you guys today, but I guess I'm going to hold it. Carmine, a piece, has been helping me set up a lot of interviews to promote his Guitar Zeus album. And yeah, man. So I did this interview with Tony Franklin, who played in The Firm with Jimmy Page and has done work with Carmine and bands like Blue Murder, among other things. And it's really good, man. It's a really good interview. But I guess I have to hold it because I'm going to do another one of these Guitar Zeus episodes where all the interviews are relating back to Carmine Appice's Guitar Zeus album. So anyway, stay tuned for a very cool interview with Tony Franklin, the fretless bass player, dude. All right. In the meantime, Jason Seth, man, this one goes out to you. This is the band The Haunted. We'll be right back. 99 by The Haunted for Jason Seth. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you throwing that out there. We had Peter, who is no longer in The Haunted, right? I forgot his name. It was a Peter Dooling? I can't remember the guy's name. He was, we interviewed him on his tour bus way back when John and I.
Oh, fuck. I keep yawning, man.
I'm sorry. That's rude, man. I'm not bored or anything. I'm absolutely freaking exhausted. I don't know what's going on. I should be taking a nap right now. Anyways, we had Peter from The Haunted, who I know is no longer in that band, back on the podcast like 12 years ago at this point. Could even be 15 years ago. We've been doing this almost 15 years, man. It's crazy, crazy. Anyways, that was 99 by The Haunted for Jason. Thank you, Jason. All right, let's get into a little Reprogram by Lance King. This goes out to Steven.
Boxing in a little
the title track off the Reprogram record by Lance King. Big thanks to Steven Saylor for requesting that one. Steven, thank you for your support on Patreon. Hope you got your Talking Metal sweatshirt and you're digging it and you're wearing it. And looking forward to doing more work with you in the future. You guys on Patreon, you guys all have direct access to me. Let me know what you need. Let me know what you want. Let me know where you want to go with this show. You want to help co-produce an episode like Steven has in the past. Just reach out. We'll make that happen. All right. You guys are the true Talking Metal family, the patrons on Patreon. Thanks. And also be sure to visit talkingrock.net. I have every day I'm posting videos up there of me ranting and raving about different stuff. I actually do a daily video now, which you can get on youtube.com/talkingmetal or in the video section on talkingrock.net. So, and they're short, you know, they're like 4 to 5 minutes each day. And I talk about certain things or review certain things. And I try to be as honest as possible. And that'll probably get me into trouble with some of the artists some days, someday in the future. But, you know, when I see Experience Hendrix and it fucking sucks, even though I love Doug Pinnick and Eric Johnson and Dave Mustaine and Dweezil Zappa and a lot of the people who played in it, I got to be honest, it fucking sucked. You know, and I say that in the video. So there we go. Look for my honest videos posted every day on youtube.com/talkingmetal. All right. So we heard some Lance King there. Reprogram again. Go buy that record. And I'm sorry we don't have an interview today. I'm sorry Emily is not here. If you want to see Emily, though, and hear her, go check out This Old Rock shirt, which is now up on youtube.com/talkingmetal. Some Motley Crue talk. I think it's a good episode. It's a fun little video watch, about 10 minutes long. So cool. Heading down to M3 soon. Cannot wait. Wow, this year is flying by. I can't believe we are in April already. Hopefully warm weather is on the way for all of us. And I'm going to just be a little selfish and play one of my tunes that I want to hear a jam of right now. Going out, I want to rock this. I just want to put the headphones on and doze off and meditate to this song and absorb it. Yeah. This is Burning Ambition by Iron Maiden, a little classic. Paul Di'Anno on the vocals on this one. Man, did I tell you, Paul Di'Anno unfriended me on Facebook. It was so bizarre. I have no idea why. He's the guy who friended me, too. So, and I'm pretty tame. I'm not, like, posting political shit or anything like that on Facebook. Maybe too many pictures of my dogs. I don't know. All right, man. You guys all friend me on Facebook, right? If you're not friends with me, definitely friend me there. Talk to you guys soon. Here is Paul Di'Anno and Iron Maiden with Burning Ambition.